Some guys need coaching, I'm telling you, because they have been so brainwashed that the fitra is bad when it comes to male desires. For example, I asked one time, you're sitting at a restaurant and a guy flicks food at your wife. You turn around, the guy looks at you straight in the eye and says, yeah, I did it. What do you do? You know what? Like 99% of the guys would say, there's a fight right there. Even if I'm not winning, I got to put up the fight. At least in front of my wife, I got to put up a fight, even if I don't want to. You know what this guy said? He said, I wouldn't really do anything because it would be bad for dawah. Like, how bad have you been completely effaced? Why don't you trust your gut? Trust your gut and go with the fitra. If not, take it by transmitted from people with more experience than you. That has to be a fight right then and there. Not thought about, not with words. He used actions. Actions are going to be repelled with actions, not with words. And I've done it too. That's, I'm very proud of it. I had 3 fights. One ended up physical. Second one was just, I just walked in their direction. They went the other way. The third one, it was 1-on-4 in Baltimore, right? In Baltimore, right? On one of those nice boardwalks in Maryland by the Orioles Stadium and stuff. It's a gorgeous area. Everyone goes there for vacation. And these 3 guys made a comment. So I started walking their direction, not having a clue what's going to go on. It's 1-on-3, right? 4 guys. I start walking their direction, 1-on-4. I had no clue, but I knew I had to do something, right? All the kids were little. I couldn't take Ayub with me. But ultimately, at the end of it, luckily some other guys intervened. But I noticed I'm walking towards them. They're walking away because they know they did something wrong. Although there's no match here. It's 4 guys and 1, right? I'm walking towards them. They're talking. They're yelling, right? And I'm just walking towards them, but they're also going backwards. It's like they know they don't want to pick this fight because they were in the wrong, right? Because of what they said. Then luckily they ended up walking into a restaurant. And then the restaurant manager, they were all white. The restaurant manager was black. I'm like, okay, I'm good, right? Because I know he's going to side with me. And he did, right? And he did. And the restaurant manager got in their face, says, what are you doing, right? You're not going to be assaulting our customers here and all that. Even though I wasn't even a customer. He thought I was a customer, right? Point being, this is how it has to be. And it is, whether you like it or not, you don't have to like it. No one is born into these awkward situations. But the male nervous system must adapt to it. The male nervous system, you must swallow it and force it on yourself. Okay? You must force it on yourself. Even physically, you may lose these fights. You're not going to act like a tough guy, like you're going to go and beat these fights, these guys up. And even this one is not going to happen. This one is going to be bad. But it has to be done. And that's honestly one of the things that need to be talked about. It needs to be talked about, how to be in those situations. Because you know those situations, you want to look at it, it's the right thing to do. Your fitra says you should do it. Your book says she could do it. But let me give you another, practical thing about it. You basically will be king for the next year, right? As long as that thing is remembered. Like, you did your job. You actually did it. It's not just protector in name. You actually did it, right? You're going to be rewarded very well in life when you behave like that.
I got a business idea.
You got a business idea? Oh, yeah. You go hire some goons, right? I'm telling you, listen, if you're a young man and you just got married, go find some goons, give them $50 each, and have them come pick on your family, and you chase them away.
A lot of wives.
Tell them that's the job, right? Put a mask on if you're worried, right? And have a guy come and shake your wife's bag. Right?
Listen, I'll run, take your wife's back.
Exactly. And then and then run after the guy, right? Tackle him, give him some, punch him in his back a little bit, it doesn't really hurt. And then the guy runs away. And you start screaming at him and yell, don't you ever come back here, right? All of a sudden, you're going to be the king, right? When it happens for real. I know when it happens for real, though.
This is the offshoot of starboard.
I personally hold to the fact that a man has to do a lot of things that he does not want to do, that he hates to do. And a woman should never be asked to do those things. That's our religion. That's what I said, traditional, right? That's our religion. If you look at our law, we can deduce back, or we can figure it out backwards. When we figure it out backwards, when the Sharia says she's born into a house, she doesn't have to worry about anything. Her dad takes care of her. Then she goes to her husband's house. From there to her husband's house, she doesn't have to worry about anything. So there, her Sharia does not want her carrying these heavy burdens. Now, she may end up carrying heavy burdens in life. Raising kids is a heavy burden. Being a Muslim is a heavy burden. Staying married is a heavy burden. A lot of heavy burdens, but certain burdens, no. The burden to earn money, the burden to protect my body, the burden to protect my kids physically, that's not there, right? That is not something that Sharia puts upon them. This is exactly why the Prophet ﷺ said that failed will be a people. What is the exact wording? Wallaw amrahum imra'a. What is the... find me the exact wording. Allah does not give victory to a people who put their affairs on the back of a woman. Yeah, think about that. Wallaw amrahum. They took their affair, their obligation, and put it on a woman's back. That is in what? In earning and protecting. Not in other things, right? If it's not in, if it doesn't entail earning and protecting, things that have risk, things that have hardship, right? Ruling a nation, we got to go to war, right? Why are you putting that on her back? Especially back in the old days. Today, it's just like, you're not going to actually be in the war, right? But you still have to make the decision. You still have to rule. You still have to lead. So where there is earning, where there is protection. Could you imagine back in the old day, a tribe comes out and they're... the leader has got to be in the face of the army, right? You're going to put up a woman. Okay, whose wife are you putting up? That's someone's wife. Whose mom are you putting up? And that husband's accepting it? In his own house, if a thief were to come in, he goes, not her, in the house. How about the nation? Like, how does it make any sense? How does it make any sense? Where it comes to earning and protecting. So that's why I said, those are the traditional ways. Traditional is not even the right word. It has that's the Sharia. That's it. But it's got to also be flexible too. Where we're in our world these days, life is not going to be like what it was for the grandparents. You know, the Ahnaf limit that hadith to the Khilafah only. لَنْ يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَ. A group of men, a group of people will not succeed when they put the obligations that Allah put upon them onto a woman. Thief comes at the door, husband, wife, four kids are sitting there. What do you do? Wife, go, you get it. I got the last thief. That doesn't work like that, right? So if that's not the case in the home, is it lawful for a man to say, I earned the last 10 years, I'm going to take a break, I'm going to relax, you work for the next 10 years and earn for our family? Is it lawful in Islam? No. So it's earning and it's protecting. It's not lawful in a home. Is it lawful in anything bigger than a home? That's the purpose of this hadith.